Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Obey is our guest. Douglas Obey is the name of the book, Money and the Human Condition. Doug is a certified investment advisor and owner and manager of Karma Ventures. He's a very smart guy. We're glad to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. Doug, we were talking about the global economy earlier, and you gave us a really good report on how things are in Europe and how that could affect our economy. But a couple of things on that. Number one, do you think that the Western Hemisphere, North America, from top to bottom, we're pretty self-sustaining in a lot of ways? How much with this new trade deal that we've got, what are our chances, the three countries, of kind of riding out a global downturn everywhere else? What do you think?
I think we would probably ride it out slightly better, but we would still get badly hurt. Got to keep in mind, even though there's a tremendous amount of trade between Canada and the U.S., Canada still trades a lot with Europe and China.
Oh, yeah.
Japan. Same with Mexico. You know, Mexico and United States, tremendous amount of trade between the two, but Mexico still, you know, exports and imports from all over the world. So, though, just... It's not like we can just say we're kind of all one country.
So many things that are manufactured these days are componentized all over the world and then assembled maybe in somewhere in the United States or somewhere else. And so that's
exactly right.
That's a big part of it.
We have very much, whether you like it or not, we are a global economy. And what happens in China or in Europe or with the Deutsche Bank in Germany, and all of that has an impact on us. And can affect, you know, mom and pop in rural America.
Doug, one of the things that I've been trying to encourage people to think about, because I'm really encouraging President Trump to stay with this trade deal, his trade strategy, because I think that no living American has ever seen what the U.S. economy could do on the other side of fairer trade with Europe, with China, with South Korea, like we've got, with Mexico, with Canada. We've never seen a resetting of trade relations like they're working on right now. And very far down the road, the potential leap of the U.S. economy as a result of those deals, no one's ever seen that before, and I wish we could focus more on that rather than you know, maybe the nicks and dings that we're getting right now. What do you think?
I tend to agree to a point, except during all this time that, if you will, the trade deals haven't been in our favor, but if you look at that all by itself, then that means we've been paying more. We've been giving more to the rest of the world than we've been getting.
That's right. That's right.
Right. If we sum it up, but at the same time, we have had a currency. We've had the currency of the world, and so we've been able to get it ourselves in ridiculous amounts of debt, trillions of dollars.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All right, without it necessarily affecting anything. All right, so. You know, you can say, yeah, okay, we'll get better trade deals, and therefore we'll grow faster and so on. But we have this debt that's dragging us down.
But the problem is we don't have the leadership in Washington to address that. I mean, we could address that. If the economy grows to that level that I'm thinking it can, we'll be collecting record amounts of tax income from people who will be glad to pay it because they're successful. But the question is, what do you do? What do you do with that money? You go pay down debt, or you go spend more money? The problem is, we don't have any leadership in Washington to be discerning the way you and I are in our own businesses.
That's true, and we don't. They don't have to be, and that. They don't. You don't get reelected when you're responsible in leadership.
That might. Right? Don't you think that could change, though? Don't you think if Trump can get elected on building a wall, don't you think some people could get elected on paying down the debt? Don't you think that could become a national cry?
I think only if the average person became extremely well educated in how economics. And things work in our country.
Good luck with that, right?
I'm sorry?
Good luck with that, right?
I don't mean to downgrade anyone as far as their ability to understand all this stuff. It's next to impossible for even someone like myself who studies it daily. But, you know, if the average person is going to work in their own self-interest, all right, and this is what my book is all about, all right, that self-interest is going to say, if I'm getting a benefit, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm paying taxes, I want to pay less. All right, to hell with everything else. That's what affects me and my household.
Right.
All right, and until you look beyond that, and there's very few times in our history that we've looked beyond that.
I'm not sure that's ever happened. World War II. You're right. World War II. We did exactly.
Depression.
I hope we don't have to go to war to change things around here. Hey, Doug, I need your website quickly, please.
It's doug@dougobie.com.
dougobie.com. That's the Doug website.
Dougobie. Correct.
OBEY, ladies and gentlemen. Money in the Human Condition. That's the book. Hey, Doug. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Thanks.
Douglas Obie, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.